Alrighty.
Yes.
You know what to do.
think.
All right. Where's what happened to that?
What's
The
up?
record button.
I don't know. I think it's working.
Okay, here we
Let's
go.
find out.
Oh, all right. Testing, testing. Let's start off with some gratitude.
Right, do
Actually,
it.
I've been doing a lot of breathing.
Yeah, me too, my whole life.
Okay, that's enough. I'm grateful to be in here. I'm grateful for an excellent night's sleep, and I have proof.
Yeah.
And I'm really grateful for another beautiful day, sunny weather, all that.
I think that's
Back to you.
great. I'm grateful that you guys are back for another episode of Plantspiration Unplugged, where John and Stephanie Ignafo, founders of Plantspiration, we started at nonprofit to help people go plant-based, reverse their disease, save animals and the planet. So keep crushing it, you guys.
That's right. People know us for losing 250 pounds as a family and breaking free from the standard American diet. Now we're known for leading a global movement using lifestyle medicine, plant-based nutrition, neuroscience, and real-life coaching to help people prevent and reverse disease.
For sure.
The bottom line is, I cut through the BS.
That's right.
It had a ripple effect this week, actually.
It did. You really laid the smack down.
Yeah, I mean, I know that was a mouthful in the beginning, kind of like, oh, I do all this stuff. Well, let me break it down. I guess it's too extensive.
Break it
I'm a
down.
lifestyle medicine coach. I teach people how to prevent and reverse disease. It's not just about the food, which we do every Wednesday night.
Right.
It's also about the lifestyle, something that we've been doing for 13 years because I would have never believed that we would be here, that we would be in here, that I would have kept this weight off 100 pounds ago, that I can't wait to go for a bike ride later today,
Yeah.
that, it has just been like, wow.
Crushing it.
And we just want to inspire more people on how we did it, what we're doing, and that we just started a podcast called Plantspiration Unplugged, which seems to be the only time we actually get to talk about our week. It's
Yeah.
turning into this, like, don't talk to me about it until this weekend.
Yeah. And then I'm like, wait, what was I gonna talk to you about?
Oh my gosh,
I should
last
have wrote
week.
that down.
Speaking of last week, are you here?
I don't even want to talk. I mean, I hear it was a good episode, but I was afraid to listen to it because my brain just like shut off halfway through, and I was just trying to. I was white knuckling it, but
Well, I don't.
I don't
I
know. I
have to
just
go over it a little bit to pull clips so that I could market it or, make
yeah.
the reels or, do the thing that
Sure.
I know I need to do. So, when I'm listening to it, I just kind of kept thinking, how do I go back and say, I think that when things are rough like that or you're not present, then just say it rather than keep it up.
Well,
Does that
yeah.
make
Well, what
sense?
are we gonna do? Stop recording or what?
Never.
Well, my brain was so far just fried at that point, I guess. I couldn't think of to say anything. It just wasn't. I thought I was
And then I
involved.
was like,
Then you're like laser eyeing me. I'm like, don't give me the laser eyes. Like, I
is
mean,
the laser eyes? Give these guys an
it's an
idea.
equivalent of like a kick under the table kind of thing. Yeah, it is. I'm telling
Okay, I guess that's a good
you.
explanation, because I'm thinking they don't notice
Yeah, well,
when
they
I'm like,
didn't. Oh, we heard a lot of.
can you tell right now that
It
I'm
was
doing
good
it? What
feedback.
is it like when I do it?
I don't like it. I don't know. It's like, what? Wait, what was I supposed to remember something? What's going on?
And you know what? And
I
it
don't know.
did kind of curb the whole week of I just really, I don't have time to sugarcoat it. We're going to the top. We're just going to keep coming in here. So I go over stuff and I analyze a little bit and I think, okay, what could I do different? What could we do different? What could we do to get better at this? It's hard to go back and look at what isn't right
Yeah, that kind
or to
of.
hear it, but
Oh,
that's
yeah.
the only way to grow from everything that we're
Yeah,
doing. That's what I'm trying to
definitely.
say.
Well, yeah, you gotta kind of quit BSing yourself, I guess.
We had, speaking of no BS, it worked.
Yeah.
That little meltdown that I had, I wouldn't say it
It
was a
wasn't a
meltdown. It
meltdown.
was
It was
just,
a smackdown, is what I called it.
let's get ready to, no, it wasn't like that. No,
Rumble!
that was at work this week for you,
Yeah, wow,
jeez.
holy cow.
Anyway, it worked because this feedback I've gotten this week, I can't wait to hear about the health report. I saw you over here before we started
Oh,
recording. You're
yeah.
like,
Oh, yeah.
you're getting into it. So
I'm getting, updates by the minute.
No kidding.
Wow.
Well,
Almost.
it's I can imagine because we heard people cutting out alcohol, which is
Yep.
like a pillar of this
Yep.
stuff, cutting out that stuff, losing weight, the ripple effect of people going 100%, something that I thought everybody was doing.
Oh, wow. Come on.
You know what I mean? But anyway, we'll get into that in a minute. How was your week? It's so good to see you. Thank you for being here.
All right. Thank you for showing up to your own
Well,
podcast.
isn't that what you have to do? If you want something, you have to show up
Yeah,
and go
exactly.
100%, even
Yep.
when we
Yep.
don't always want to.
Yeah, I was trying to push for 100% last time.
What part?
My brain, like, yeah, like
Oh,
I
I get
said.
it. Well, of course, you come in here with such good intention. Of
Oh
course,
man,
that's
I was
not.
like so amped up and
You
everything, and then
were.
halfway through, I'm like,
Honest to goodness,
I need a fresh battery.
I watched it happen and
Made
I just
sure
thought.
I did everything. I had my water to drink. I
Speaking
ate.
of.
It was fruit. It was oats. I mean, I was like ready. And
I
actually,
lost you halfway in there.
it was burritos. Maybe I was just thinking about making more burritos and
Oh
just
my
stopped.
gosh. Well, anyway, how was your week, by the way? Because you have been, this is, I've not seen you this busy in a long time where you're coming home. We're eating at a great time, which is only improving my sleep. And then you go into your work and you've just been out there hammering away.
Oh,
I'm trying
yeah.
to put everything back together in the house. I'm trying to keep up with this kind
Yeah,
of stuff,
yeah.
social media, the emails,
Yeah.
I have a second shift too,
I
but I
know.
have to shut off at a certain time. How is your week? I guess I asked that
I shut
first.
off when I go to bed. I tell you,
Don't shut off in
it's
here. I
been
need
crazy.
you.
It's been crazy.
Tell
I just
them.
took on a lot of work, that's all, in my shop and everything. But the most exciting thing this week, I guess, kind of sucks for some people, but a couple dudes like physically got in a fist fight on second shift at my day
I
job.
can't believe
Yeah,
that that
yeah,
happened.
yeah. That's like immediate dismissal for whoever's
Well,
involved.
yeah, I mean, how does it get to that where
I
you're
don't know, but
just.
one guy was there for a while,
That's
like
a shame,
years, yeah.
honestly, that you lose that we that you could lose it like that. I mean, I could see that happening
Yeah.
in the past with both of us, just not like fist fighting or stuff like
No.
that. What I mean is, when I'm thinking about these dudes' reaction, like, would their life have been different if they would have had these other tools on how to
Yeah.
breathe and kind of,
Yeah, there was no audio, but
that's what I
you
mean.
could see there was something between them, and one guy started swinging there. I mean, when you
Sheesh.
get hit hard enough to get your hat knocked off,
Sheesh.
you got hit pretty good.
Dang. I don't know. I don't want to see that going down.
Like, wow, I was like,
I'm a
oh.
peaceful person.
Yeah, I'm a lover, not a fighter.
Don't sing one more song because I'm a
What?
little off today because of this tab I have open.
Oh, what is it, like Best of the 80s or what? What was
Yes, I
that?
have the best of the 80s tab running. I'm looking for a song that I vividly see the video for. And
But what you're describing is like the beginning of The Courtship of Eddie's Father, where they're on the
stop it right
beach
now.
on
No, it's.
the ocean. Like,
I'm going to get the song. I'm going to get the
okay.
song, but I just want to stay together and
Sure, it
stay on a
wasn't
roll.
Danny and Sandy from Greece
It
on the
wasn't like
beach?
that. I just want
Okay.
to have a good episode. I don't want to embarrass ourselves. We had enough of that in our lifetime.
Yeah, I'm good with that.
No, really.
Yeah.
I talked to
Oh,
Julie about this week, actually.
really?
We did have a conversation on what was your most embarrassing moment. What
I
was yours? I'm going to ask you this.
why?
You know what?
Should we pick out each other's?
I don't think that's a good idea.
Okay. I
Maybe.
can think of a pretty good one where it was like, oh shit. It was an embarrassing one for
Pick out
you.
each other's.
For you.
See, I knew you were gonna anyway. I knew you were gonna do it. Okay, go ahead.
There was some stuff going on. Whoever you were talking to somebody in a direct message,
The worst.
and what it was like some whatever the news was, it wasn't like good or whatever, and you ended up sending back like some middle fingers.
It was awful.
And you're like, oh, I mean, you just can't take
My heart rate is going up
that
just
back. Thinking about
thinking about the situation was 10 times worse than what you just described.
and yeah, well,
She had just lost her spouse.
oh
I'm not laughing because of that. I'm laughing because you're
wow,
bringing this up and like,
like,
how it all went down was,
I forgot about that. Yeah, that makes it even 10
it was
times worse.
terrible.
Oh
Absolutely awful. And the most sweetest,
Oh my
most
God.
beautiful follower that I have. And she comments on every single thing that I post.
Wow.
This is so lovely. Thank you so
Well, she
much for the
used to
information.
anyways.
No, no, that's not true because I was honest.
Yeah,
I was
like,
honest. I
oh
actually
my
wrote
gosh.
back and I was like, holy shnikes.
Yeah.
So what happened was, is she responds to all these things that I post. So it's not uncommon that my thing might be open. My
Right.
tab might be open.
And you're like, I smacked my thumb earlier while hammering a nail in. And so when I was trying to send stuff,
No.
I was fat fingering it
No.
literally.
I don't even know how it happened. I don't use the middle finger emoji.
Yeah, I mean, how is that in your.
You know, I'm not really using
No,
something like
no.
that unless I'm being funny, but you know, and what I texted back
Maybe
was
to one of the kids or something.
no, maybe to be funny.
Yeah, funniness. Yeah.
So no, I don't even do that.
No, I know,
I don't even do
I,
that.
that's why I'm like, well, how is that in your latest
It
things?
wasn't.
That's weird.
So I was, so maybe it was, but I just sent back like a ton of hearts. D-d-d-d-d-d-d-d, like, thank you. And then I must have got busy doing something. And next thing you know, it's like 50 middle fingers went flying because I
Oh
must
my
have had it like held.
Oh
I don't even know
man.
how it got
You
in
just
there.
shoved it in your pocket and off you went.
And I just thought, my God, she just lost her husband. And I just sent her all, I just did that. So
Wow.
I wrote back like the hugest apology. Like, I don't even know how that happened. And I'm so sorry. And she was like, oh my gosh, no worries. She goes, it made me laugh and thank you. And I was like, oh my gosh. Just that was one of the, like, I felt that one because I just thought, oh, I don't want that. The other big one was Rich Roll.
Oh my gosh, that's right.
That was a big one. That was like,
That
I'm gonna just go crawl in a hole right now.
was funny.
Do you remember how
You like
that?
traveled a while, a couple hours ago. Go see him. He was close in somewhere in Illinois.
He was close by Illinois, and I went with Christine, our secretary. Thank you, Christine. Thank you for all your love, your support, everything you do for Plantspiration. And she's like, we've got this great event out here. And I was like, absolutely, I will go. It was like self-defense. We had Rich Roll talking, and I immediately thought, oh, let me grab the book. His book, it's fantastic, and I'll have
Yeah.
him sign it. And I realized one of the kids had it, and I thought, you know what? I'll just get on Amazon. I'll just order a new book. Beep, boop, boop, beep, boop, and the book came. You know,
Heck
I had a
yeah.
couple weeks before the event. The book came. And the night before, I was loading up my backpack because it was going to be a long trip. Like you said, I had to
Yeah.
bring, I don't know what, you know, I prepared
You
myself.
prepared, you packed some foods and
But when I left, it was dark. It was early in the morning. You know what I mean? I don't know why that has to do with anything because I didn't open the package for the book until
you were there.
I was there. And I was like, okay, in the car, I open it up and I look at it and it
Yeah,
looks
some dude
exactly like
running on the
it's,
front.
yeah, it
Yeah,
looks exactly like his book.
totally.
And we go through this whole day. I mean, now it's like I'm beat looking and I just can't wait to meet this dude and tell him what an inspiring story he has and how it impacted me. It's probably why I'm here right now doing this. And I can't wait to talk to him. And I get excited and I'm like, oh my God. Hi, and can you sign my book? And I share my story. And then I share the story and I'm like, da 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 da. Like, I feel like I got this 10-second elevator pitch of, you know. And then he's like, oh, all that's great, but this isn't my book. Oh my gosh, I died inside.
Oh man.
And I went, thank goodness he was selling books outside. So I went outside and I
Yeah.
got another book and I came back and, you know, typical Stephanie, I was like, you're not going to forget me though. You know, at least you're not going to
Right?
forget me.
That's great.
I'm kind of used to it.
Well, I know, but like, dude, why did this dude like stole his
It's
cover? It's so very similar, and I looked at when stuff was printed. I'm
it was
like,
embarrassing.
yeah,
And you know, you
to
just
say
I
the
roll with
least.
it. Like, hey, what are you going to do? We've
Rich roll with it. Yep.
been there. We've been there. We know how it is.
You got some embarrassing stuff,
It happens.
but enough about us.
No, what about you?
What about you?
No, I could talk about a couple embarrassing moments you
Oh,
had.
no.
The number one was that ride home from Crapplebee's.
Yeah. We don't call it Crapplebees for
Kids and I
nothing.
still,
Kids weren't there.
well, it's a story to tell forever. It's going to go on for
Yeah,
generations. I think so.
no.
Well, it's what the standard American diet did. You know, let's not
No.
forget that. This was because of, it wasn't even your fault.
Well, my stomach is so messed up from all the shit I used to eat. I couldn't,
When I met you,
usually I couldn't leave a restaurant without visiting the bathroom first because
I didn't
just all the
realize that it
oils,
was a.
all the yuck, all the stuff.
Oh,
Oh, God.
no. Because when I met you, you already had digestive issues.
Oh, yeah,
You
for
know what I
sure.
mean? It was already a known thing. And then I learned about IBS because then I had it. But it was so bad. And then it, and then just let me be honest, it's like so common now. Like people, it's like a joke that, you know, everybody's pooping their pants. And we thought that that's just what happened. I had it bad. You had, well, geez, this was how bad you had it. We're
Well,
at
I was like,
Applebee's and you're like,
Crapplebees, I figured that's why I call it that. But yeah, I'm like, you know what, I'm gonna make, I'll be all right.
I'm gonna make it home. I'm gonna be all right.
We live like 12 minutes away. I think I can do this. We weren't 2 minutes down the road. I'm like, and it's late. It's dark. It is like dark out. And I'm like, there's like, where am I gonna go?
I
I'm
thought
not
you were
going back.
kidding.
I'm not going back to the restaurant. I shaked up. We were like barely around a corner, actually.
And he just starts ripping
And
a,
then I'm like
like,
looking, I'm like, oh
what?
wow, it's like super dark over by this building.
But here's the
So,
thing, you don't say anything to me.
no, I just whip in.
I'm like, what is happening? Like, I'm getting all moved all over, and you're just like, give me the baby wipes. And I was like,
Well,
what?
it was funny. I'm like, I'm gonna shit myself if I don't
I
fucking,
cannot
if I.
believe we're going here.
Yeah, why are we going here? This is crazy. But anyways,
Well, because we were
well,
sick
you
and we get
mentioned
it.
I got some baby wipes, and then I jump out and I go around and I'm not pounding on the window. Well, where's the
Oh my God.
fucking
I thought you were joking. Like, I didn't get
Not
it. I didn't know how
joking.
bad that
No,
was.
it was like, you
That's
know,
terrible that
yeah,
people that you even went through that. Now
yeah.
then think about today. Is that even an issue?
No.
And that was a constant.
Oh man, it's so good to live without
It's a
that.
that's what I mean.
Yeah.
I suffered from the same thing too, and so many people do, and we're not laughing at it.
No.
I just cannot believe, no,
The
yeah.
situation was funny.
I can't believe how many people are dealing with digestive issues and they don't realize that there's something that they can do. And I'm eating all the stuff that they used to tell me I should never eat.
Yeah.
Isn't that
Well,
ironic?
this is something you don't fix with medicine. You fix with what are you putting in the tank? Why is it getting so
Which is the bottom line.
explosive and disruptive? And
One time I read
it's not
one well
nice.
one time I read about the IBS was because of the they kept upgrading the spread the pesticides on the plants. So the plants like the Wow, I'm totally forgetting. It had to do with the bugs, intestines
Yeah,
blowing up.
that's the stuff. That's like the Roundup stuff.
Thank you.
That, yeah.
It's that tab open with that 80s song.
Oh, man.
Okay, so the Roundup was blowing up the, it was meant to blow up the stomachs of these
Bugs.
bugs.
Well, it also irritates our intestines and,
And
you
then
know,
it's gotten
the whole
stronger and stronger
digestive tract. Yeah.
because the bugs have become more resistant to this procedure. So they
Well, they
just,
genetically put it into the crop
Yeah.
to do that. So it can live without that. It's just such a big mess.
And that was what I first heard was the reason why people were getting so much irritable bowel syndrome, which makes sense. So now here probably somebody's like, "Oh my gosh, it's on all the vegetables, it's on all the plants, right?" That's a natural response. Who's thinking that right now? Well, guess what? It's not that's not the biggest concern. It's the animals that are eating all that stuff and they're not washing it off. And they're not washing it off, none of that stuff. So it's 10 times more. Then you got the animal protein just aggravating the whole body. Well, and that's how we were pooping our
Well,
pants all the time.
yeah. Well, as food has gotten worse over the years with what they're feeding the animals, plus what the animals are and everything, you know, eating that. But what they're feeding the animals, all the stuff they're injecting, all the medicines, all the antibiotics, all the stuff. It's just the food is getting worse quality. And that's why all these, you know, the kids younger are getting diseased a lot earlier.
Yeah, I'm gonna cough because that tea went down the wrong way. My goodness. It's affecting people more and more.
Oh, that's good.
And it is what I'm saying is it isn't because of people eating more plants, it's because of just the way the food system is. It's not helping anybody get better, but eating the plants, you know, changing our diet was exactly what it took for this to get turned around completely. Diverticulitis doubled over, you know, people are losing parts of their body because of this. And here we've got this solution. It's a solution. So why isn't everybody doing it?
Yeah, I mean that's where we're going back to, like, why, like, people, what is the psychology behind it? They don't believe in themselves to be able to do
Kind of how this week was at plant, you know, at work for me, I should say. Kind
it.
of how the week was, you know, we came in last week talking about how I was like, cut the BS. And I never talk like that, but I believed it came down to, I believed that they could do this more than they could. You know, I know what it's like to be where they're at for the majority of people. I'm just going to say it. I understand the struggle. I understand how that is. You know, and they've got all the books and they've got all the videos. They know exactly what they need to do. But there's this pattern where you just, well, you don't believe in yourself. And then you stay in that pattern of, you know, self-sabotage and not doing it. And when I said, I think everybody agreed to give up processed foods. And
Well, that was the thing. You laid the smack down. Like, this is a week, you know, we're giving up processed food, everybody. So just go. And then,
Well, let me be clear on processed what food, why I talk about it, and why I thought every, you know, it's a, I only teach, and only on Wednesday night do we teach about nutrition, and it's never been about anything processed. I don't coach people to eat vegan processed foods, and that's the fake meats, the fake cheeses, or anything like that, okay? We're talking about preventing and reversing disease, and those things were not part of our routine when we made this lifestyle change. So when people ask, my gosh, how did you guys li lose weight so fast? And, you know, we didn't get involved in the 2017 rage of the vegan transition foods coming in, which we heard Dr. Kim Williams say at ICNM. That's great that they're there, you know, and you hear people say it's better for the planet because what did he say?
It's better for the animals.
Better for the animals, but it's not,
That's it.
that's it. So, anyway, that's all we're talking about. That's all we teach. It's all I bring up. So, in my mind, you know, of course, I'm hearing that I believe that everybody's capable of going 100%. It's one of my top things to talk about in my seven tips, like go 100% because 99% is harder for anything that you do. Going to the gym 99%. You know what I mean? It's just going to take longer. So, I always encourage people to go 100%. And I'm so believing in them that I'm thinking they're all going 100%. And then all of a sudden it's like a wonderful moment in Saturday support where we all just agree, like, you know what, let's just make sure that we're all on the same page. This is a no processed food situation. And all of a sudden it was like the truth started coming out to so many people. Like this helped people reach even more goals because they started being honest with themselves when I put it out like that. So, you know, I'll just ask everybody here, what is something that you're not being fully honest with yourself about? You know, so once I started saying, how is it going with the no processed foods?
Well, then, yeah, people started talking about it.
And this was the kind of healing part of it. They were like, I passed up this at work. And they got to realize, look at how they could do it. You know what I mean? Where I'm thinking they're already passing it up every day, you know?
I know, but just you laying that out there about not doing the processed food, then you start hearing how people have skipped what maybe they would normally have, and
Yes.
they get that they're leveling up, they're feeling even better about it.
Why do you think this occurred?
What
That
do
all of
you?
a sudden they're passing up?
Well, because you were bold. It was like a truth bomb or whatever. It was like boom.
Like, I believe in you. Now you believe in
Yeah,
you.
yeah, yeah. That was a saying. I had it written down here somewhere, but it was good. It was very good. Yeah,
Yeah, if
people
you
get
remember it, that's
stuck.
okay. But they they believed in themselves is really what it felt like. And then once they put it out there, when I said, how's it going?
You
Or,
were like, how I feel like I believe in you more than you believe in you.
I said it.
Yeah.
And I say that and I see that. And
but
I,
that's powerful.
And it mattered because boy, were people fired up today. I actually, yesterday you were like, are you okay? Because I just checked out a little bit.
Yeah.
Like I needed to just rest. Like I was, is it vertical?
Yeah. You were going horizontal.
There it is.
That was like me last podcast.
Yes.
And I was like, I'm leaving the room.
It hit me like yesterday. It hit me like a brick because I've been going, going, going. And this week especially, it was good going, but it riled me up even more of like, look at all this. Okay, this is all going great and it's working. And, you know, everybody's getting inspired together is what I mean. I always say, be the inspiration the world needs to see. So when I'm actually watching my work come together and it's just making it happen for more and more people, it was glorious. The texts were coming in, the excitement was going, and then just Saturday, I just was like, all these weeks of going and going and going, it kind of hit me. But anyway.
But it was a good thing.
It was a great thing. Mm-hmm. And then on top of it, our class this week.
Oh, yeah.
It was about weight loss.
Yep.
And the timing of everything was even better because this diet culture and people still getting stuck in diet mode, you know, this is hard to watch. We're not helping our body by cutting back and cutting off carbs and doing stuff like that. And I talked a lot about it this week. Like the average person goes through 127 diets in their lifetime.
Wow.
I mean, how many diets? I used to say, actually, I'm Stephanie Ignafo. I'm a, you know, I used to be a professional dieter. Like associated myself with a professional dieter because I could count them. Like how many can we count? We've had
a lot.
It was like, I remember from the beginning, Weight Watchers early on, like when it came out, you know, my parents were involved and it was great. You know, I thought this was eating healthy. I mean, most people associate cutting calories with getting healthy.
Yeah.
You know, Slim Fast. I remember like, obviously everybody.
Slim Fast, NutriFast.
NutriSystem.
Yeah.
Jenny Craig,
that's what I was thinking.
Jenny Craig was a big one. We did that a couple times. Then there was like, NutriSystem. Then there was all these crazy diets. Like I said, the cabbage soup.
Yeah.
I did shredded wheats and strawberries.
Yum.
You know, then there was the potato diet. Like that came out. Susan Powder came out with that years ago.
She
Richard
was the
Simmons. I mean, how many people have tried all of these things?
Deal a meal.
I love that.
I don't even
I love Richard. I love Richard Simmons. He was amazing.
There was probably still meat in it, though.
We didn't know.
I know, but now we do.
Because if all these diets worked,
well, there wouldn't be what?
An obesity epidemic.
That's right.
You know what I mean? And we tried them all, and that's what I mean. 127 diets on average people try in their lifetime.
Jeez.
I mean, count the amount of diets you've tried right now.
This was just the next one.
This was
really,
just going to be the next
how
one.
How I looked at it in the beginning.
Really?
I mean, I wanted to get healthier, and I'm like, well, that's going to be eating better and losing weight.
Well, we were
weight.
Never no. against eating fruits and vegetables. We ate fruits and vegetables every single day, actually.
I know, but there was just this feeling of, this has got to be it, because...
Low-fat cottage cheese, low-fat milk, skim milk. Like, we ate all the low-fat stuff, but that's what... That's why I'm so passionate about talk nutrition, because it's been misleading the entire time. Those things don't work. That's marketing.
Yeah.
That's marketing. And everybody's stuck in diet culture. Everybody's stuck in marketing. But then we've got this big section over here. Mm-hmm. What am I going to say?
I'm waiting.
We've got this
for
big
it.
Section over here of people that know how to prevent and reverse disease. Because if I call them up and I said, hey, what have you learned? They would be able to repeat it all to me, but they're not doing it.
Mm-hmm.
So
why?
You know what to do. What's missing? Well, we're getting down to that here, and you're seeing it happen. People are losing weight. They're feeling great. We're teaching them the nutrition education part. They're getting the support.
You're really working with them and their self-efficacy.
That's
is what it is.
That's something that they don't teach in school.
Well, yeah.
You know what I mean? We're taught to make a list, cross it off.
Mm-hmm.
Do what we're told, kind of.
Be obedient workers.
Kind of, pretty much. And I'm teaching people how to actually take control of their health. How to actually do it, not just read the book about it, not just show up to a class and hear about it. They're actually
putting
doing
it into
it.
Motion.
They're putting it into motion, because diets have a 95% failure rate.
Wow.
Look at the people.
95%
Jeez. Failure rate. And what do we hear time and time again here at Plantspiration? What do we hear when people are in there? They're like, I would have fell off by now.
Oh, yeah.
That seems to be a big topic. I would have given up by now. I would have gotten out of here.
If it wasn't for Plantspiration, that's what I hear. I wouldn't be here
because
today.
They're learning.
Yep.
It's not a diet. And this is the biggest breakthrough for me, to hear these people realize it's not a diet. I got to keep showing up to this, and I got to keep learning how to do those unhealthy habits, because really it's nobody's fault that we have those unhealthy habits that we've ingrained in us to believe that this is just as good as it gets.
Right. Well, that's how the system's set up, you know.
What do you mean by that?
Just keeping you sick, really. Like taking the meds. I mean, because people are not just, oh, wow, you know, I feel better. They're like off their insulin, off metformin, they're off blood pressure pills, high cholesterol pills. Like they're off, they're not like stuck in that medical.
No, it's like a whole new
freaking
world.
What is it? It's a medical go-round.
It is kind of like a medical go-round.
You know, I feel like this. Here, take this. And then
it's a big circle. And then so there's a lot to talk about right here, because we just opened up a couple cans. There's that whole sick care system that goes on.
Cans of beans, that is.
There's a whole sick care system like that. And then just in thought right here, we're at another holiday weekend, and I watch so many people in this cycle of cultural and, you know, holidays and birthdays. And we've learned, like I said, these behaviors, we've learned the behavior. And don't let me forget to talk about habit stacking, because this was a big, it's like this whole week turned out to be amazing growth. And then based on your clacking away at the health report, I'm guessing we've seen a really great outcome from the impact of everything.
From the smackdown.
It was, what were we talking about?
We were talking about you pooping your pants.
Stop it. No.
Well, you're gonna when we do the health report. So stick around.
Oh boy. So what I was talking about was, it's nobody's fault that they learned these unhealthy habits. You know what I mean? They're ingrained, and you're going to defend them, and you're going to say, well, hey, this is what isn't working for me.
Yeah.
Well, if you actually say that, that would be a sense of growth and learning that maybe we need to do. If what you're doing isn't working.
But some people can't get past the point, well, they would have taught us that. And it just shuts down. Like there's no getting in through there. My doctor would have told me that.
Well, we
and
know.
They hard to not
we did
wrap
that.
Their head around. Yeah. Hey, wait a minute. Maybe the doctor wasn't taught that. So how could he tell me that? If he doesn't know,
you know,
I don't know.
So there is where we switch from, let's go to this. We're almost at the part where you know what to do.
Mm-hmm.
Why aren't we doing it? And that's the first one, because we did start off thinking like, well, it was exactly the thought that would go through my head. This must not be good for me, or else my doctor would have told me. It was I didn't talk about it openly. I'm telling you, that was in my mind very much the first few months, until I went in there and he was just like, oh my gosh, I know about this. So then that turned it into, now I've got to find out why this worked, you know. And then people doubted me, and then they talked about it openly. They, you know, crapped on me for, hey, I got off my medications and this, and you know, there's that cognitive dissonance.
Yep.
We know that eating more fruits and vegetables is better for us, but yet when I go out here and I talk about it, everybody freaks out and throws like water on me and stuff. Like, you know what I mean? Like, what is going on? What is that right there? That's habits stuck in such an ingrained belief that you think that you can't do anything different. And we've been there.
Yeah, for sure.
We've been there.
Well, you know, there's a moment in time where you're like worried about what other people think about what you're doing and being different.
Got to get over that, but that's
true.
Yeah,
you do, because that's how you grow.
We wouldn't be here right now if we were worried about what people think.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, I don't want to embarrass ourselves. I mean, let's be real.
I think
but
we covered that, talking about me pooing.
This is...
I can't even get into the rest of the story. It's too much. It's too much for...
We can't talk about that on here. It's impressive to see so many people making this change when the odds are truly stacked against them, when they even know what to do. And they don't do it, but that's changing over here. They're doing it.
Exactly. I've really seen an uptick in,
my gosh,
people doing good.
The quitting really drinking awesome. Is also, you know, people think this is just about weight, but lifestyle medicine is pillars, including removing toxins. You know, there's no safe amount of alcohol. And well, we don't drink anymore, and we used to. And this, that was the number one reason why I wasn't going to do this.
Yeah.
Like, I heard, whoa, no alcohol. What?
Whoa.
Forget that.
Then you were like, whoa, vodka's made out of potatoes or something, I'm pretty sure.
But you know, that's exactly what I said. But you know what? I don't think I believed in myself to do anything without alcohol in my system. I couldn't go out without it. I couldn't, you know what I mean? I really didn't believe in myself.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that's what it was.
It's 100% what it was. And that's why when I hear these stories, I know what it feels like to not believe in yourself. Like, you know what? Yeah. I can't do it, or I'll do it on Monday, or I'll do it later. I keep messing up. No, listen, it's now or not.
You needed to drink before we went out to drink.
That's the truth.
And I was like,
people don't realize that.
I'm driving, so.
I needed a drink before we went out to drink. That was just, was it a habit? Because it seemed like one. I believed I needed one.
Yeah, you believed you needed it just to calm your nerves or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Now I can talk in front of, you know, a bunch of people, and it's just, I believe in myself now. You know I know I can do it. You know, I faced my fears. I know what my self-doubt was, you know, and I got over that. It is about believing in yourself.
Yeah.
And these people are seeing how to believe in themselves.
Well, they're seeing the results right away. I mean, you're believing in yourself, and then that just like makes you go 100%. And then
it absolutely does.
You get results.
You absolutely get results when you go 100%.
Mm-hmm.
You absolutely get results when you go 100%.
That's one of the top things.
What is?
Going 100%.
Of our Plantspiration tips. Mm-hmm. When we're talking, and I feel like when they see us doing this, it's even more validating for them.
For sure.
Like, we get it. You know, life gets busy, life gets hard, but we want more people to know when we learn these healthy habits, you start embracing them, and it makes getting to your goals easier. You gotta just believe in yourself, or else we wouldn't be in here doing this, talking about, like, come on, it feels better to not be eating cheddar.
Yeah, wow. Hey, that's a good one. There we go.
It's
put that on
me.
A t-shirt.
Feels better to not be eating cheddar.
Heck yeah.
Well, it does. We didn't know. Anyway, everybody's just been crushing it. And that class this week was more information on how to eat more and weigh less, which is the opposite of what people think losing weight is about.
I know, just that, to wrap your brain around that.
Say it again for
to
me.
Eat more to weigh less.
It's very true, though.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it's
not more drive-through. It's
why
more
is it
of the
hard for people to get that part down?
Because they're not used to it, I guess. Microwaving a potato or opening up a can of beans or something.
It's too
it's different.
It's but that's what this is about, because it's about nourishing, it's about getting healthy. And that's the misunderstanding between health and healthy. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Say it. Go.
No, I'm just thinking you eat stuff how we used to eat, okay? Whatever it was, whatever. If we ordered freaking pizza on the occasion.
We rarely did that. Like, we ate good.
I just think of the last New Year's that we had in 2012.
It was a blowout.
Give them an example
of what this was about.
It was a greasy, gross Papa John's freaking blowout of pizzas and breadsticks and all them greasy stuff
but that was like our treat. That was our moderation.
Yeah, it was New Year's. Hey, let's just do this, you know, instead of doing whatever we were going to do. We had people over and their kids and stuff. So pizza was the right choice, you know, a place for everybody to eat. And then it was like, oh, I got some Twinkies. That's right when Twinkies were like, oh, they're closing down, or Hostess is shutting down. So I was like,
I'm going to talk about the moment. I had like a come to Jesus moment.
I'm like, give me some Twinkies, man. Where are they?
So
you
let
got
me
the stash.
Hold on. This was, and I don't know why I'm going here.
So
but
the last Twinkie I ate was in 2012.
Do you remember that? I mean, I just remember being in the bathroom and taking that Facebook freaking selfie from that
Oh
angle.
man, yeah, wow.
I'm gonna talk about that right now.
Whew.
Those angle shots.
Oh, those angle shots?
Those angle shots.
The
And I
camera up here,
remember,
like my arm was just longer.
I remember, and I didn't eat Twinkies. Like, we really didn't eat like
No,
this.
I
We
hadn't
didn't
had
eat
a
like
Twinkie
this.
in
We don't, I
forever.
didn't buy that kind of stuff. I didn't buy the sugary
No.
cereals. I really was eating the way the American Heart Association was telling me to eat. We were not eating processed foods. We really didn't think we were doing bad.
No,
We
we were
didn't eat
having.
red meat. So what I'm trying to say is this blowout we're talking about,
That
this
was a New
moment I
Year's
had,
blowout, yeah.
it was New Year's. We have all this pizza. And then when I just hear this conversation of the Twinkies and how obsessive everybody was getting over the Twinkies. So I'm in the bathroom and I remember I'm thinking, like, I can't believe this talk of Twinkies is getting so heated where there's a cooler full of them. Now that I'm hearing them say they have a whole cooler full of them because Twinkies at the time was like going to go out of business.
Yeah.
Is that not what happened?
Yeah, that's what I was saying,
And
yeah.
then I just, it wasn't just them. Like, it was all over the news. Like, people were going out and buying Twinkies. And wasn't this just like, I just couldn't
Wow.
believe what was getting the excitement going over Twinkies. Like, it's the brand new year we have, and we're worried about not just people's
Was
minds
crazy, yeah.
over the Twinkies and not over.
Oh my God, what are we gonna do in life if Twinkies aren't here? If they don't exist, how can we?
I mean, think about that.
That was
But
ridiculous.
that is
That was
that
the
belief
craze.
that you can't live without that stuff. It's embedded. It's behavior. So
Man.
anyway, I had that moment and I bet you that's, and then you had the surgery like 7 days later.
Yeah.
So that's the chain of events that occurred, by the way, you guys, just
Like
listening.
4 days later.
Oh, 4 days later. So
Yeah.
we do this big blowout on New Year's, 2012. Now it's
Yep.
2013. Then it was January 4th
Fourth, yeah,
that
one.
you did the surgery.
Pretty sure, yeah.
We watched the movie. Then the next day, it was 100%. I think I juiced like that day. We watched even more of it. We watched Fat, Sick, and Nearly Dead. We watched The Forks Over Knives and with the family. And then that was 100% it. That solidified the ethical part of it, the health part of it, the planet part of it. And I was like, I can't contribute to this anymore.
Right.
And when I'm talking about the planet part of it, and the health part of it, that included junk food. So we didn't buy potato chips or even know they were vegan. Like, we cut that stuff out all the way.
You got to know potato chips aren't good for you.
But
I mean, so
that's that
yeah, they might be
disconnect.
vegan. It might be a vegetable, but
That's the disconnect I'm making people understand that you can actually live without that stuff and
yeah,
feel
for sure.
really great.
Just have veggies, not veggie straws.
Yeah.
Those
But I mean,
are
in the beginning, it was that flash of, oh my gosh, this is what I'm giving up. But who
Yep.
knows to flash, look at where you're going.
Right.
That's what I'm,
Right.
that's what we're doing.
And right. And when I talk to people, it's like, well, what about this or that or whatever? I'm like, I've had so many more foods and flavors and
Times 10.
X, like I can't even calculate it. It's just way more foods and flavors than when I was regular standard American eating.
I mean, we used to eat, I just got all excited and smacked myself. Did you see that? We used to eat the same three dead animals:
Yep.
turkey, fish, chicken,
Next
and
to some kind of potato or rice and some kind of
vegetables
veggie.
and fruit
That
was
was
always
it.
laid out. But yet we got so sick and dieted all the time. Every day was a diet,
Every
and
day was a struggle.
it was a struggle. And I didn't believe that I could give up this or not drink or not do any of these things until I started doing it. And then I believed it because we did it right away. It was 100%. That's why I'm so excited for people that do go 100% and face those hard obstacles. Face the obstacle of, yeah, this is going to be different for a minute. That's what we I've been going through in this podcast every weekend. It's
Yeah.
not always easy. It wasn't
No.
always easy to face some of that stuff,
And
but
I don't want to fa I don't want to f it's not ooh, fake it till you make it. Listen, man. That fake it till you make it thing is like not it's not a lot of people
it'll only
never make
run
it. They
so
never
far.
make it. You got to be true to yourself.
It'll only go so far. Like,
Yeah.
it helps in certain moments. It does.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just gonna blend here right now. I know what I'm doing, showing up to the podcast. You know, but then we can't keep coming in here and you guys not seeing
Yeah.
it, this is really how it is. This has affected our relationship
Yeah, for sure.
in a better way.
Hopefully it's helping other people
And
on their journeys too.
that's what I'm getting
I mean,
at.
according to the growing members, subscribers, I think it's working on YouTube, right?
Yeah, we're up to, what did I
It's
just write it down? 62,000
nice.
subscribers. Where's
Hold
my
on.
claps for that? 667,000 views.
Wow.
And people write and say, you've inspired me so much, and this has happened,
Yeah,
and that
yeah.
has happened. We've had a lot of great feedback.
We've had a lot of people come into the membership and start to like, yeah, I heard your podcast. You know,
That's
like, wow, that's awesome.
inspiring.
Yeah.
People from all over the place. So speaking of inspiring, since we started the podcast, we started doing a collection of Plantspiration Health Report. How's that
Yeah,
going?
it's going
Are you
great.
gonna do a little update before we
Yeah,
do
I need
the?
to.
He's been watching for these numbers because I know we must be getting close if you're this antsy.
I need to refresh it.
So Plantspiration Health Report is brought to you by the Plantspiration members. These people are truly the inspiration the world needs to see. We take a lifestyle medicine approach to preventing and reversing disease. And every time these people are showing up, they're winning.
Yes, they are. I'm listening.
I'm watching him. I'm watching
It's
him.
like a long
How are you guys doing? Are
freaking
you
list.
winning? What's going good for you this week? Because this is much easier to eat better and to go out and do things you love than I would have ever have thought. And I just didn't believe in myself. I didn't believe I could lose the weight. I didn't believe that I could start a business. I didn't believe all of those things. Yeah, you could
All
do whatever
right.
you want. What is it?
I have refreshed it. We have updated numbers.
Where are we at? Do we have a drum roll?
No, I don't have a drum roll,
Actually,
but
what I was going to ask you is, what is the time that we are at, sir?
I don't
I
know.
don't know
It
why we
was
called you
about
sir.
10, not after, I don't know, 8, 10 after, something like that.
All right.
So yeah, what I wanted to say was everybody was crushing it. That's all.
Everybody was crushing it.
Yeah, and that's it.
I didn't get to say Plantspiration was doctor recommended and veterans are free.
Yeah.
And if anybody wants to check out one of our nutrition education and cooking classes, we are
Yeah.
also always live and always virtual. So when you show up, you're seeing me in real person talking to you, saying, hey, how's it going? This is awesome.
Heck yeah.
This week's class, I don't even know what it's going to be. I have to look. Oh, back to the health report.
What? Okay, well, what I wanted to say is that there's people checking in, they have much less swelling in their feet and legs. And like other people noticing weight loss since they've seen them last, like, hey, you lost some weight, you're looking great.
Oh,
That's
yeah.
happening.
They're getting noticed for their
Yep.
plant lifestyle.
That's
They're
right.
glowing.
They got the
They got the
plant
glow up.
glow. Yep.
I love this.
People get more flexibility. They really notice like when you know, you drop something or whatever, you go and pick something up, like, wow, I just like got that, like it's making a difference, you know, and your movement
It
is big
absolutely
time.
improves your range of motion when you have less inflammation, when you're
Yeah.
eating all these nutrients. So this is amazing. And I do get to hear people tell me that they're moving better, they're
This is all the this is the benefits. I mean, besides somebody seeing your weight loss, these are the invisible benefits. Like, wow, look at I'm feeling better. Like that's the lower inflammation.
this is about improved quality of life,
Yeah,
not
exactly.
just about the weight. This is about improved quality of life over here.
Yeah, we're not. Yeah,
We want these behaviors to last a lifetime
this
so that
isn't really a weight loss program at PlantSpiration.
no.
It's like a life gaining program.
It's exactly
Okay.
what it is.
I like that, as a matter
It is, because we've been doing this
fact.
for a while.
Heck yeah, people are feeling lighter. Members are crushing it. Better. I can't read my own writing.
I'm watching him. I'm like, he can't read his
Oh,
own.
I can't focus on it. Better focus, clearer thoughts. I gotta
It's
slow
true.
down. I
Hold
was
on. Hold
excited
on.
for this one.
I want to go into that because we're just waving over this clearer thoughts. There is evidence to this. When you start eating better, you start feeling, we're not just talking about food. We're talking about stress management. We're talking about exercise. We're talking about good sleep. We're talking about removing toxins. So this is why we're seeing all these results. And it's so inspiring when you're in in here feeling and seeing everybody do it. And we do these giveaways every week and
Yeah.
we make it exciting because
Yeah, we
getting
do.
healthy shouldn't be hard. Preventing and reversing disease should be exciting. So keep
Yes, it
going.
should. Yes, it should. People are sleeping better. Again, better moods, less stress, lower glucose numbers, and people are lowering or quitting their alcohol consumption.
Give me, like, this is
Like,
great.
give me
I'm
that.
happy for
Give me
these
this.
people. You guys, this
That's
is
awesome.
inspiring. We work on
Heck
all
yeah.
kinds of things to improve quality of life. It's not all or nothing. You know what I mean? She had that, and first of all, this is fantastic with her because she said those really clear, beautiful words. I had the, you know, she's losing weight, she's getting it down, but she said there was just something that she wasn't talking about. And that's when that moment shifted. And she's like, you know, I think I'm going to talk about it. And as soon as she did, I know that was so empowering.
It was.
And everybody was so inspired by it because those are those little moments that we're not being honest with ourselves. And when we are honest, it's the next step to getting better at it. Not
Big
just
time.
shoving it down and
Big
going.
time. I mean, it just magnifies it when you're out loud honest with a community, with people that, you know, with you're in a safe environment of, you know, people were all, you know,
Don't you think,
understanding.
yeah, being honest and hear how that's improved things in
Really?
itself.
Heck yeah.
You know what I mean? Give me some. There we go.
So last week, where was our weight at?
It was at 1,973.
Yes.
Okay,
yes, it was.
1,973. So I know we're getting close because
we're getting close. We are
let's hear it.
So close.
With 42 weeks, we've been keeping track.
42,
that's
42
it.
Weeks, folks.
Since we started the Eat Your Plants Out classes, which I'm so proud of.
We are at exactly 1 ton. We're at 2,000 pounds. 2,000 pounds.
Shut the front door.
Yes. I mean, this is amazing. I just can't even. I'm losing myself here. This is great.
I've absolutely lost my mind. I knew it was getting close because you were
I
getting
almost
crazy.
Welled up. Jeez,
Look
gonna
it.
Ruin my mascara. Shit.
Honest to gosh. When we started this, this was one of the main reasons why I wanted to start it because we're not clinical. And,
Yeah,
and
but,
like, how else can we get our studies
well,
out,
we
our
gotta keep
information?
track, yeah.
And I wasn't keeping track for
This
the
is
past
like,
5 years.
Right, this is like real life.
This is real life evidence.
Stats.
Stats of people in here and what they're doing. And it's absolutely inspiring.
You guys are inspiring. I'm telling you, these members are crushing it now. You guys are just kicking butt.
We want people to be
Congratulations.
the inspiration the world needs to see. People deserve to get healthy. People deserve to live longer. People deserve to reach their goals. And I'm not just here to, you know, sugarcoat it.
No.
I believe in you and I believe that you can do it. And I'm going to pull it out of you when you get in here.
I know. I
Wouldn't
want
that be a
people
way
to
to put
believe
it?
Them in themselves.
And we've been there. That's the thing. We've been there and we're doing it right here in front of you right now, you know? Learning as we go along, growing from the mistakes. And there's a lot that goes into those habit stacking things.
Oh,
I talked
yeah.
a little bit about this week about, I'm just so proud of them because they're absolutely building these habits. It's not a diet because they're eating more, they're weighing less, they're breaking the diet culture. They're going, they're getting support when the environment or the community wasn't supporting them around them by no fault. And they're learning that the unhealthy behaviors that they had were all things that they could turn around.
Exactly. This
Wow.
was all stuff that they could change. Their awesome progress is really your awesome report card to how good you've been doing. You've been really kicking butt and helping everybody.
Well, I couldn't.
So this is for you.
Don't make me cry.
Why not? Come on. Let's ruin your mascara.
I couldn't do it without you. I couldn't do it without you. This is why you work so hard so that I can be here.
Yeah.
You know, as my best self so that I can help everyone else as much as I can.
That's right.
You know, I believe
you
in
used
everybody.
To help people before just to distract yourself from your life.
I absolutely went through that.
You've really turned your life around to a point where you can help people because
this is
you
my
love
mission.
Helping people.
This is my mission.
Yeah.
You know, and it's for people who are ready for that help. You know, before I was trying to get people to do this, and that's not where we're at.
No.
This is about people who are ready.
Exactly.
You know, to show up and say, I'm ready to really give myself what I deserve because this is what I mean. If you've got that goal in front of you and you're just kind of doing it and you're thinking tomorrow you're going to maybe eat a little bit more fruits and vegetables, are you going to do this? If you have one more week where nothing changes, I'm going to tell you nothing's going to change if nothing changes. So
That's right.
I know how to get that turned around. We know
That's
how to get that
awesome.
turned around. And this week's class, by the way,
Oh, yeah.
it's a big one. It's another big one. Big, big, big. We're talking about crushing chronic disease.
Oh, yeah.
Like, we're going to be talking about crushing chronic disease, heart disease, diabetes, autoimmune, the diverticulitis that I dealt with, gastrointestinal
I
disorders,
mean, every
PCOS,
class.
erectile
Yeah.
dysfunction. But this one, we're going to talk about what foods, what does it take, you know? Not just that. We explain how the foods that we used to eat, even the ones we thought were healthy, are exactly what contributes to chronic disease and how we can eat the same foods and flavors. And like you said, we were eating the same things before, where now it seems like we're eating 10,000 times more. I mean,
Way more.
350, we've taught probably 360 classes on Wednesday night. So just think about this. Talk
It's a
about showing
lot.
up. We're getting good. We've taught over 360 nutrition education and cooking classes. For the last 5, 6 years, I brought in Food for Life classes. It is a 25-year evidence-based nutrition education and cooking program. I mean, this is the information that you hear people saying, like, oh yeah, doctors need to teach this. These people over here are pros. Now we brought lifestyle medicine into these cooking classes, more of this healthy habits and how to get them ingrained in what we're doing every day, habit stacking, the good ones instead of the bad ones.
Telling
Stressed out, go eat junk food. That's habit stacking.
you.
That is habit stacking.
That's not good.
And that's what we're turning around over here. And we're going to keep on doing it. I mean, what's next? It's just going to keep happening. 2,000 pounds. We need to have like a whole celebration over
I
that.
know, I
2,000
know. We're
pounds.
gonna put do a post or something.
Since we started this podcast. Oh my gosh.
It's
So here's what I'm
amazing.
going to say. I think I
So what
said it
was
in the
that?
beginning.
42 weeks.
42 weeks. You know what to do.
Yeah, you do.
You know what to do. We're just going to keep inspiring you. That's what this is about. And
That's what we do.
that's what we do.
What's our mission?
Educate, motivate, and inspire.
That's right.
Remember when I started that whole thing? I didn't even know what I was doing, but I envisioned this. I wanted this. I wanted to say to people, if I can do it, so can you. And that's exactly what this is about. Our life has been busy. Our life has not always been easy. We have not done everything right. We've made a ton of freaking mistakes. I wish I could go back and with the things I know today. But the only thing I can do about it now is move this way into this direction and do the right things.
Yeah, there's no going back. So
There's
let's
no
just
going back. There's just
make,
getting better.
just make today better than that's all.
So what you're saying is that we should go for a bike ride because that's the best thing to do for our health.
Well, you're gonna get me on here saying
No, I know you're
I'll
busy, so
I
I
gotta finish
understand.
this job first.
I know you've been really busy, and thank you so much. Literally, I couldn't do this with we couldn't have this. Nobody would be here if it wasn't for you supporting all this.
Oh, that's so awesome.
I'm good verklempt.
Here, that's for me.
I think we should wrap it up so that we can get out of here. I've got an email to do after this. I've got to
Heck
put this
yeah.
together for the group because I want to keep reminding them to believe in themselves. They can do this even during the holiday, even during the busy times. You know, this is how much we care. Sometimes the truth hurts, but it does heal.
Man, I'm telling you, people have done so
That's the
much
love.
more.
That's the love we have. So get in here and share the love with us, you guys. Thank you so much for tuning in to us. Don't forget to like, subscribe, share. If this podcast inspired you to just be a better you, to just eat better, to like go after your goals, well, then awesome. Let's see more of that.
That's awesome.
And if you have any questions, put them in the chat. We want to talk about
Yeah.
that. All right, you guys, thank you so much. Get out of here.
All right, we'll see ya.